I'm sponsored tonight by two titanium knees. Okay. Last Friday, my Aunt Mercy passed away in Metairie, Louisiana. So this is for her. For Mercy in Metairie. Hunkered down in your clawfoot tub, Burmy in your lap, Jack and Jill in cages on the tile floor, you wrote out Katrina, alone in your home on Metairie Ridge. In the eye of the storm, you closed your eyes, sipped a cup of Louisiane. Chicory kept you alert till the winds reversed. It rained in your living room. Front and back doors hung on hinges, welcomed the winds. Said you felt like Dorothy waiting for the funnel to lift you up. Ready at 79, you told the Lord, you'd made your peace the week before at St. Louis. When life offered you a lanyap, you fed the dogs whose owners had evacuated. Chef Mercy grilled steaks from freezers up and down the block. Calling to tell me you survived, you said, honey, come on down to Café Du Monde next spring for a beignet and a praline. We'll go to Preservation Hall to hear what's left of the blues. She was a gutsy lady. This is a new poem, because I've been dealing with grieving, losing a couple of friends in the last week. So I was thinking of Van Gogh, and so the poem title is entitled Night at Arles. I ride my nightmare to the cave of the winds. Anemones glisten in tide pools on rocks. They flower at midnight, awaiting their prey, while I on the sea keep cat's paws at bay. Cormorants fly, broken black crosses, backlit against the hunter's moon. I spur my steed through water and wind, seek out the storm, the crest, and the swells. Fall into furrows, sound the alarm. Grief overtakes, and I am disarmed. Jane, you can correct me afterward if I mispronounce this. I checked with Nancy James, but shui is, I understand, the Chinese word for water. We are very fortunate in Pittsburgh to have the City of Asylum and to have those special homes on Samsonia Way. And Poets House is where Wang Shang lived. And I was very lucky after Gail Guy moved to Florida. She gave me the task of tutoring Wang Shang, who is the Chinese Walt Whitman. And Joan, of course, knows him too. And I was able to go to their house and tutor him and his wife. I also was invited to read his poetry in English while he performed it. And I mean, a Chinese poet performs and throws his whole body into his performance. He doesn't stand here and just read the poems. So he asked me to read them in English, and he performed them, both at Duquesne University and at another poetry reading. Shui. Born of fire, Wang Shang dreams of becoming water. He brushes foot-high characters on rice paper banners, as well as on the wall of Poets House on Samsonia Way, where he traces a sinuous river, the Chinese character for water. Drip, drip, drip. Wang Shang remembers his prison cell where captors sought to wear through rock. He knows when water subsides, stone shows itself. Today, the Ohio murmurs to him, reminds him of waterfalls and forest in Hunan province. He knows he'll never see them again. Dreams of Whitman's pent-up, aching rivers. My brother, who was in Vietnam in the Army, was stationed near Da Nang, and he very seldom spoke of his experience there. But one night he was laughing about kimchi. And I asked him why he was laughing. And after he told me, this poem, which was published in the Post-Gazette, came to me. Near Yonchon, walk slowly through elephant grass on the mine sweep. Look down before crossing roads or rice paddies. When you hear a squeal, call in the sniffer dogs. Probe with your stick. One false step, and your boot will wake a miniature volcano. Dig beneath banyan roots. Curse, bless, explode with laughter. Today's find, one farmer's clay pot of kimchi. Tonight at supper, only cabbage and red chilies explode in our mouths. That's what he was laughing about. Well, I always like to have a spring poem. We certainly seem to be into spring and then out of spring with the frost and the cold weather. I like to think of games we played in childhood. Mother, may I? Wake Robin joins the game, tug of worm. Jack waits his turn beneath his pulpit canopy. Mayapple, mother's favorite, forgets to ask permission, waxes, nodding under leaf umbrella. Coltsfoot kicks up his heels, takes giant steps, shakes his golden mane, and frolics into spring.